Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. Hope you're having a good day. We're here to talk about you and everything that affects your buckos and wallet and all the points in between. We'll do the election, the Fed, the economy, the debt and the deficits, and the scams and shams and corruptions and the crookery. Speaking of the crookery, you know who's in my neighborhood in the next half hour? The crook! The crook is doing a fundraiser for those dastardly 1%ers that are probably giving her $25,000 to spend a minute with her and take a picture. No, the crook is in here. You know what's the interesting thing? I posted some pictures on Twitter. There's like a couple of hundred people in Trump shirts, Trump hats, Trump this, Trump that. Amazing to watch. Anyway, the crook will be here doing a fundraiser and telling you that she's going to change your life for the better, just letting you know. Yay! Anyway, thought I'd start off with that. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really, just be nice. I'll stop there. Also, you can read our articles and our posts and our charts of the day and news of the day. And you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button or press the consultant button if you manage it yourself or you manage others. We'll be glad to help you out and guide you through the travails of the markets. So I said the crook is in town. I'm just letting you know. I'm not sure of the start date yet. Your host here will be doing a political radio show very soon. We will let you know when. And let me be clear and concise about my thoughts on this show. We are going to blow away everyone that you know that has the big ratings in radio that talks politics. We are going to blow everyone away. We're smarter, more passionate, logical. And we make enemies with everyone. Because our only goal is to protect you from them. Remember, they're the enemy. You are what makes the country. They're the enemy. 20 trillion of debt, 75,000 pages of tax code, 70,000 pages of regulations. All that stuff happens on purpose. So we will let you know dates and the rest of the stuff. But we are loading up. We are ready to go. And oh my, is it going to be fun. Today was the Fed. And if you've been following us closely, we've been simply telling it. I went on TV in front of hundreds of thousands of people and said, there is a 100% chance, 100, that they are not raising rates and that they will leave another same BS message. That we'll look at things as things come in. We're ready, but now keep in mind there is no chance of a rate hike in November because it's a couple of days before the election, and all of a sudden they're talking up December. They are bullcrap artists. If you stuck Janet Yellen in a field with a bunch of bullcrap, you couldn't tell the difference between her and the dung. They're liars. They are political. I'll stop right there. This is all about markets. This is all about markets keeping them up and prevent markets from going down because, as I have told you, if markets go down, the curtains come down. Now, let's back up a little bit here. And very simple. And look, for those who don't understand where we're coming from, sorry. What you need to know is on September 9th, a Friday, on late Thursday and that Friday, two central bankers came out, not by accident, to tell everyone that they're ready to hike rates now. Pretty much the quotes. Market dropped 400 points that day. 400. On Monday, not by accident, two other dolts, Fed heads, came out and said the exact opposite. One came out and said, well, we need to have a long conversation before considering raising rates. Another one came out and said, we just don't need to. And markets stopped going down. And 7 days later, again, they do nothing. They can't even raise rates from a quarter point to a half point. A quarter of a percentage point to a half point. Even though Europe's printing $1 trillion a year and is down at 0% and negative rates, even though Japan is in negative rates and 0% and printing $1 trillion, both buying up markets. China printed God knows how much buying up markets. UK took rates down to 0% rates across the globe, except maybe a couple of countries. And then you know what this woman had the nerve to say, the grapefruits to say today? We're modestly accommodative. There ain't enough straitjackets for these people. There ain't enough rooms in Bellevue for these people. Modestly accommodative. 8 years here of 0% rates and $4 to $5 trillion printed to buy up markets. And they're modest. Ugh. So, same crap, different day. Easy money. Protect the principals. They can't have the market go down. Remember, if the market goes down, it affects the wealth effect. If the wealth effect comes down, it's the only thing that has the economy even breathing. If the economy goes down, all hell's going to break loose because then the debt and deficit soar even worse, and then boom. And they know it, and they're scared crapless. Excuse my word crap, but we're trying to make a point. And that was today. Markets were flat until the announcement. And then she had a conference, a presser, and I refused to listen to one word of this woman, but basically what came out is, we're here. We ain't going nowhere. We're 0%. No, you're quarter. No, there's zero. And the markets lifted off, had a 1% day to the upside, and you ask, so Gary, what does that mean? 1% to the upside day. What does that mean? Well, we have lots to cover on that today. because I have already done my scans. And as you know, we've been giving you out this, what we call the leaders list. These are the names that hold up best with the best growth rates. They've done nothing. They gap up, they sit. They break out, they sit. They sit and sit and sit. Well, maybe, hopefully, let's hope. We don't mind bubbles. Let's hope they all start to break out and make some cheese going into the end of the year. How's that? By the way, we're heading into end of quarter window dressing now, so maybe we get a little juice here. We'll see. Now, I'm told that whenever the Fed does or does not something and market goes up, the next day it's down. If the market goes down, next day's up. I don't buy into that crap, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. We're just letting you know. In a few minutes, we're just going to go through our list. I think we did this about a week ago. We're going to do it again today. We'll go through our list and we'll describe things, what's going on, what they look like. And as always, we're not going to tell you to buy, sell, hold, short, or anything. We're going to tell you to do your own homework and do your own review. And that is all. So I hope you're having a good day. I'm not having a good day. Adrian Peterson looks like he's out for the year. He was my number one pick in fantasy football this year. I'm not happy. And then I try to get his backup. Somebody scooped him up before me. So I got to find a running back. And there's really nobody out there. Help me. Help me. All right, up next on the Edge, market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, and all kinds of stuff today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. There were, for lack of a better word, riots in Charlotte, North Carolina last night. There's two competing narratives that are out. The police say one thing, the family says the other. The sister said something to the effect he had a book, and they found a gun. So, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but you know where we stand. It is just such a lie that the police target people. By the way, it was a black officer, but that doesn't matter to the template by these people. Nobody, these people don't consider the millions and millions and millions and millions of man and woman hours. All they do is protect. And these incidents happen while protecting. Now, I have absolutely no problem with indicting and convicting any police person that does the wrong thing. But this whole thing's a load of crap. It's a load of crap. It's made up in order to complain about lot in life. That is the deal. And as far as these athletes, I find it interesting on the same night that police got a terrorist to protect all these New Yorkers, some athletes did the, you know what, the kneel, and the shame of it all now is they have high school kids doing it. They just don't understand. They don't get it. They're doofuses. And I'd say it straight to their face. You're a bunch of doofuses. The job that our officers do, I don't think any of us that don't do it understand. Imagine. The job is to protect people. And when they see trouble, not run away from it, go towards it and do something about it. Yet these doofuses continue to whine and complain about bull. And again, I repeat, in the not off chance that there's a bad cop, indict him, convict him. Whatever you got to do, take him off the beat. But when 99.9% are doing the right thing, you're a bunch of doofuses. And, of course, they were looting stores, all that stuff. And they don't get arrested for looting the stores or destroying cop cars. Nobody getting arrested. I got news for you. If I was the president, my order would be arrest them. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Ba-ba-da-da. In 5 minutes, Hillary Clinton should be entering my neighborhood. Let me smell. I can't smell the socialism just yet. My wallet is still here. Well, the last 2 days, we had strong up days, both sold off, which is usually not a good thing. It means distribution. We told you to ignore it. We told you ignore it because it did not matter. Today was what mattered. And what matters is the reaction to the news, not just the news. And the reaction was good. Basically, what the story is, we're going to stay easy for the rest of the year. No rate hikes while the rest of the world is negative rates, buying up markets, lowering. Japan did something overnight, which, just so you know, Japan, they've been doing the same thing and adding to it for 20 years, and it still has not helped. But they keep doing it. No, really. So the market played around for a few minutes at 2 o'clock, went up, sat, and then they did the press conference, which I will not listen to because I can't stand these people. And from about 2:35, the Dow went from 18147 to 18293. What is that, about 146 points? So it all happened from 2:35 on. We closed up 163, which is less than 1%. You wouldn't think that's such a big deal. It's less than 1%. S&P, about 1%, NASDAQ 1%, NASDAQ 101%, semiconductors a little bit above 1%, yet about 1.3% on the Russell 2000. Advanced declines were good, up-down volume was good, new highs, still not a lot because there has been a little bit of damage lately. Everything was, almost everything was green. In the Dow today, Apple was down, Disney was down, Procter & Gamble was down, everything else was up. In the Dow today, $2 gainers were United Health and Boeing. Dollar gainers were Travelers, 3M, IBM, Home Depot, Chevron, Caterpillar. Now you ask, so Gary, only up 1%, and the S&P is below the 50-day moving average, the Dow is below the 50-day moving average, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is we follow mostly a narrow grouping of stocks, and they continue to show some pretty good technicals, and hopefully they bust out and get going. On top of that is we're always looking for a place. Remember we gave you support levels the last 2 days? Dow 18,000. S&P, what was the S&P support level? If I catch it here somewhere, I can't find it. Come on, Mr. S&P. I'm not showing it. I'm down on the S&P. I think it was 21. I'll get it in a minute. Anyway, it held for right this second. Now, does that mean we just don't get go straight back down tomorrow? No, it does not mean that. Who knows? Anything is possible. We are just letting you know there's a grouping of stuff that we're going to go over in a couple of minutes, and we'll see what happens. Up next, those names, movers of the day, news of the day, and much more today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I think I mentioned yesterday, I'll mention again, Fox Business Network is now beating CNBC, and quite nicely. We're always a thought process at Fox is simple. Passion, opinionated, back it up. That's the deal. And that's what they do. That's what I'm about. That's what they're about. But respect the disagreement. I respect people that disagree with me. I don't respect the politicians. They're the culprits. I get into debates all the time with people who come. I once had a guy on TV. I was on Fox and Friends. He said we needed a 90% tax rate. And I simply asked, well, why would I work? And he called me unpatriotic. And instead of coming back at him, I just said, I guess I'm going to be unpatriotic. And I left it just like that. It's the nature of it. I get it. I once had somebody come into my house, an old friend that I hadn't seen in years. A woman. And we're in the house with some other friends, and the TV was on, and I had taped some Fox News, and all of a sudden I came on TV. She looked at me like I was the devil, and she had to leave. That's how sick she is of Fox News. She hates it so much, the Fox News. That's what you deal with. Passions on both sides, but we call it reasonable passion. She was not reasonable. I'm reasonable. That's why I don't get in arguments with people. I'm on Twitter. I say something. Somebody says something nasty back. They're blocked within 10 seconds. Have a nice day. Debate is great. Debate is great. I will turn a socialist into a capitalist within 15 minutes. Just remember, socialists aren't socialists with their money. They're all capitalists with their money. They're socialists with your money. Remember that. Always remember that. That's how it works. All right, back to the markets. As stated, our simple goal is to, we don't even need markets going up. We want to find leadership that are outdoing, outpacing markets, and recently there's been a bunch of areas that are doing the opposite, breaking down while markets are getting hit. Now today the worst areas got juice to the upside, why central bank and lift all boats type of things. But we just want to report to you the names we've already mentioned to you that have been sitting tight. And what do we mean by tight? A stock trades between 80 and 90 for 12 weeks. Goes up to 90, can't get through it. Goes down to 80, can't drop below it. And back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then finally jumps the hell out of it to the upside. We're looking for a bunch of those. And there are a bunch of names right now that are in that realm. Sitting tight. Yelp. Y-E-L-P. Amazon. Facebook. Nvidia. Google, Priceline, Applied Materials, Acacia Systems, and then you have ones that are a little bit stronger than others, Finisar, which just gapped up, Alibaba, which seems to be, with NetEase, two of the strongest, Visa and MasterCard, not great growth rates, but and they got long, big, gigantic ranges they're trying to bust out of. Strongest group remains the semiconductors. Urban Outfitters. Veeva, V-E-E-V, in case you haven't heard of it. Grubhub. I'll give you another symbol, NVRO. And today, two gaps to the breakout today. FedEx and Adobe Systems. In the right type of markets, and hopefully we started the right type of markets today, these names will lead and continue to lead, at least into earnings, because earnings are going to come out in about 4 to 5 weeks. So that is just a list for your review. There are a few others, but that gives you a good sampling. Other names that are stronger, SHOP, Charter Communications, CHTR, cable company just did a big merger. Oils came to life today because of the lower dollar. The strongest names we've been telling you about that held the 50-day moving average best had the best day. PXD, Pioneer. Symbol Rice, new high. EOG. So there's a few of those. And then I got to mention gold and silver. As you know, we've been telling you to avoid them. Just not sell them, but just avoid them for now. And central bank gave them I mentioned this yesterday, that if the central bank stays loose, watch gold and silver. Very strong day for them. When you have a chance, go look at the GDX, which is the gold stocks, and you will notice over the last 3 weeks, hit an area, held, rallied, hit an area, held, rally, volume good today. We'll see what that means. Gold itself is just in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-week range. The GLD would have to break above first 129.08, then 130.55, and then 131.15 to bust out of the whole range. Silver, stronger than gold right now. SLV back above the 50-day. Still, though, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-week trading range. Needs to get above 1912 first. In gold stock land, RGLD, back above the 50-day with volume today. With a lot of names not, just letting you know. BVN, back above the 50-day today. With a lot of names not. AEM, just about back above the 50-day moving average today. So they're now shaping bases again. And as of today, instead of avoiding gold and silver, which we've been that way for weeks, we'll just say, get them on your radar again. And we'll see what comes of it. Newmont trades right below the 50-day moving average. I'm just looking at a few here. Oh, SLW. Silver Wheaton SLW back above the 50-day moving average. So there's a few that are back above range that we can start watching and watching very closely. Again, gold and silver is now up for review again off of today's action. And, of course, the bull crap coming out of the Fed. Again, let me be clear. On September 8th and 9th, they sent out some Fed heads to throw it. What they did was a trial balloon. Get out there and start talking hawkish. And don't say we're going to, but say there's a very good chance we're going to raise rates. Let's see what the market does. The Dow dropped 400 points. That stopped them dead in their tracks. On that Monday, they sent out two different Fed heads, totally contradicting what the other two said. 7 days later, boom, they're not raising rates. Why? They do not want markets to go down. It is as simple as that. It is apparent. It is see-through. I watched some guy today say some other stuff. I'm like, what world is this guy watching? That is the story of the day. And now let's hope markets get going. Because all I can tell you right now, over the last, what, how long has it been? The Dow is where it was about 10 weeks ago, where it was about 4 months ago, where it was about 10 months ago. And if I'm not, well, yeah, it's about right. The Dow is, since December of 14, Dow's up 1%. So let's hope things change. Tomorrow's another day. Up next on The Edge, more this, more that, and the other thing. Thanks for being here. This is The Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Ba, ba, ba. Again, just remember, we have no ulterior motive, no agenda here. We just want greatness, and we think we're great. You're great. Washington sucks. I'm serious. And any of you that are marks for either of the parties, then you're just marks. We got the $20 trillion in debt on purpose by both of them. I told you yesterday that John Boehner is now a lobbyist. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it really is a sad joke what's going on out there. I just want to go over. I posted this at GaryK.com. Electoral map. My good buddy Connell McShane of Fox Business with Neil Cavuto were on it today. It's quite interesting in that not a lot changes from election to election. California, New York, you know, there are very important states out there. And let me just tell you what it really is going to come down to. A, does Trump, if Trump is strong, can he get a hold of, forget Ohio and North Carolina and Georgia for a second, can he get a hold of Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin, which right now are leaning Democrat? Not toss-up, but leaning Democrat, if he's strong. If he's not and he loses those, you go to the toss-ups. And if you look at the map and things just stay the same minus the toss-ups, Trump has room to lose only one of the eight toss-up states. He can lose Nevada. He can lose Colorado. He can lose New Hampshire. If he loses Arizona, well, they have Arizona as a toss-up. I'm not so sure it's a toss-up, but let's just say it is. If he loses Arizona, it's over. If he loses Ohio, it's over. If he loses North Carolina, it's over. If he loses Georgia, it's over. If he loses Florida, it's over. That's if nothing changes Democrat states. Interesting, I'm looking at state polls, and again, I'm not a big poll guy, but I'm just reporting to you. Trump is now winning in a lot of these states and by a few points. Now, there's some polls that are likely voters, and then, you know, who the hell knows exactly who's being polled, right? And it's changing. But leave no doubt, he has the momentum going into the debates. And we'll see how it plays out. The other thing that interests me, and I don't know if this is meaningful, when she does a get-together, she gets a few hundred people. When he does one, they get 10,000, 20,000. I don't know if that means something, but if it does, The other part is turnout. Energized. How energized is the left for this crook? And by the way, the people I speak to that are Democrat that are actually voting for her hate her. They dislike her. They got nothing good to say about her. They hold their nose. But they say it's better than Donald Trump. So that's where it's at. It will be move. This is going to move around. And, of course, the first debate is Monday. And I'm really interested to see. Well, first off, you know, the media is in the tank. I'm wondering if they kind of asked Donald Trump who A.Q. Khan is, in case you don't know. It's the guy who, like, developed nuclear in out there in the Middle East and stuff like that. Do they try and catch him on something that he may not know? That's number one. If he's smart, I'd just be himself. If he's smart, I wouldn't change. Don't attack her personally unless she attacks you. Then go at it because for whatever reason it's worked. And we'll see what happens. Keep in mind, it's Monday, I believe 9 o'clock. Neil Cavuto will be covering it big time on Fox Business. If you don't get Fox Business, hit on Fox News. They'll be covering it. Highest rated cable station. They add them all up and they don't even add up to Fox News. Should be the highest rated debate ever. I'm surprised they're doing it during the football game. That is just utter moronic stupidity. And Monday Night Raw. How do you do it during Monday Night Raw? I will be live tweeting my nonsense during it. There'll be a special Fox News Channel business block on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. And I'm pretty sure there's some special program throughout the weekend we'll be watching. Remember our thoughts here. We cannot afford to continue to go the way we're going. That's all. We have $20 trillion in debt being covered and enabled by psychotic, maniacal central banks that are keeping the economy afloat with trillions of created money flushed into the system. It's a scam. And this, remember what I've told you. Everything's okay because the market's up. Remember I used the term termites. The house can look really good outside, but you go inside the walls, they're eaten away. I got news for you. They're eating away. Earnings are down. Sales are down. Economy's soft. Economies around the globe soft. But don't worry, market's fine. Just remember, even with all this printing, look at what I just said to you. Dow's where it was end of 2014. Other indices worse. So just let's keep our wits about us, play it a step at a time, and be smart about this. I think it's going to be an interesting. Well, first off, we're going into end of quarter now. Should be okay. And usually the last quarter is pretty decent. Let's hope. Lastly, didn't mention yet. NASDAQ's breaking out into new highs because of the tech internet's semiconductor component. Don't shrug it off. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. We'll let you know about the political show real soon. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.